Oh, I didn't even know that. And honestly, I mean, it's not really about Philadelphia. It's really about our football team. So, you know, they're going to do what they do, and we got to do what we got to do. So we're just trying to get better and get ready to play in a big game on Sunday.
Hey, Hugh, you knew you guys were going to be young in the roster overhaul. I think you got 17 rookies, et cetera. Are you as young as you thought you would be going in?
You know, I knew we had a chance to be. I didn't know how young we'd be. But, you know, we have what we have. I'm excited about the guys we have. We just got to coach them up, get them better.
I know what you said about Wentz, but since he didn't play much in preseason, are you going to have to rely on all his college tape?
I don't look at it like that. You know, I'm sure me and Ray had discussed what we need to do. But at the same time, I'm more worried about our football team. You know, I'm not so much worried about Philadelphia. They have a good team. You know, they have a good defense. I know that for sure. And they have good players on offense. And Carson's a very talented young man. But at the same time, it's not going to be about them. It's going to be about us. It's about our focus and our preparation and how we go through our process during the week to get ready to play.
Hugh, you worked them out, interviewed them. Why didn't you draft them?
We went another direction.
We talked Friday, and you said that you liked all the rookie receivers before mm-hmm. the cuts, and then you obviously kept them all. Was it kind of a tough decision deciding to keep four young guys in one position group, and can they be ready to go week one?
Absolutely, it was hard, you know, because we had some other guys that were good players. But at the same time, you know, we drafted them for a reason. And those guys have shown the ability, you know, whether on the practice field or in games, that they can play. So we made a decision to keep them, and our job is to coach them and get these guys better.
Well, it's beginning of preparations for Philadelphia, just in general. How ready do you feel? How ready do you think RG3 is?
Good. I thought we had a good work today. You know, tomorrow they're off, and we'll come back Wednesday and get into our normal game week. So we've had a day or two of extra preparation. Just, you know, get our guys back out running. You know, we really put everything in as far as game plan by Wednesday. But, again, it's about our team, you know, and I think RG will be ready to play, and we got to be ready to play everywhere, offense, defense, and special teams.
Hey, Hugh, since this is your second opener as a head coach, how have you changed from 2011?
I think I'm a lot calmer. You know, again, I probably was about to lose my mind the first time I did this, but I think I get it now. I understand the process of it and understand really what we're trying to accomplish, you know, which really keeps you calm during the week. I think what's really important for our football team, they need to see me be very consistent, you know, week in and week out, you know, and I'm not. Like I said the other day, we're not blinking. We're just going to keep getting better, you know, and we're going to keep working. And we got a big game this week, and we're looking forward to it.
You strike me as a confident guy. Did you pick up confidence from that year in Oakland and having some success out there?
I hope I always had it. You know, that's just the way I am. I mean, I don't know. Thank God for that. I'm very grateful for my mom and my dad for instilling that in me. Because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody, you know, it's not up to everybody else to believe in you. You got to believe in yourself. And I truly believe in what we're doing here and how we're doing it. We just got to go prove it and do it on a consistent basis.
What are your expectations for the five new guys going into week one and how much you can potentially use them?
Well, obviously, we'll try to get them up to speed as fast as we can, and we'll make that determination as we go through during the week and see where they are. And if they can help contribute, some is going to have to, and some don't have to right away. So we'll figure that out as we go.
What are your thoughts on Kevin Hogan and kind of the philosophy for bringing him on board?
We're going to always keep searching. You know, I've always said that, so that's not going to change. You know, I'm happy with the guys we have here, but we always want to continue to extend ourselves that way. So we keep taking looks at guys and see what's the best fit as you move forward. I just think that's important for our football team because we are young and we're trying to put as many talented players on our team as we can.
How would you compare Cody Kessler's skill set to Kevin Hogan's skill set?
I don't like comparing guys. I just think we got two guys here and we're going to let them keep playing. Obviously, I know a lot more about Cody than I do about Kevin. So, it's not an indictment on Cody by any stretch. It's just that we have a open spot, and there was a young man out there that we have a little history with. We wanted to give him opportunity here.
Was he on your radar? During the draft, was Kevin?
Yes, he was. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is that through Pep?
Through Pep.
About, we know him.
Yeah, because he knows him, and then on top of that, you know, evaluating him. So we have some history with him.
Think it's important to always have a quarterback on the practice squad?
Maybe not always, but I think until we're totally settled, you know, for years to come, I think it's important to always keep looking and keep evaluating.
Consistency is an important ingredient for your team. What do you do as a coach to put on display consistency as a coach?
I think because I like I said earlier, I try to be the same every day. You know, there's not much change in me, whether good or bad. It can't be, you know, because those guys are going to follow my lead, and I get that. And this organization is going to follow my lead. So we got a lot to do, and that means that I don't want to win every game. Yeah, I think you guys all know that. So I'm going to be very consistent in my approach to our football team and to what we're doing. What we need to do is start getting the results that we all desire.
Hugh, how do you talk about the 5 waiver pickups being totally new, and you don't know what you can do with them just yet? But Pi is a guy who's been in the league.
Yes, sir.
Is that different?
Yeah, it's a little different because we get to see him, you know, in live action against NFL players on tape. All these guys, you know, some of them are young and some of them have played, you know, but again, they got to learn our system, understand what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to do, and I don't know how fast because I haven't coached them and our other coaches haven't coached them to see how fast they can get up to speed. So we'll find that out here pretty soon.
Hugh, when you talk about obviously expecting to win every game, but also having a very young team and knowing that, you know, patience is required. How do you balance those two things?
I don't know how to do that. I just don't. You know, like I said, I mean, I have an expectation, and I'm not backing down from that. And I'm not changing that thought process in our players. That's just what we're going to do. And we're going to find a way to do it. I don't know how it's going to happen. By hook or by crook, we're going to get this done. We have to. That's all I know. I don't know anything else.
Hugh, there was a report, Bleacher Report, that you're worried about RG3's processing speed and his decision.
Well, I don't know where you guys get those reports from. That sure didn't come from me. I mean, I'm really, really surprised that things like that get said because, again, I know one time it was reported that, whoa, he's holding the ball too long. That's so far from the truth, that's not even funny. So, I mean, unless somebody's in our meetings with us and understand what we're trying to do, then I think somebody can make that comment. But that's not the case at all. He's had a tremendous preseason. Now he needs to go do it in a regular season, and we'll go from there.
Hey, Hugh, we haven't talked on things since the Gilbert trade. How disappointed are you that you guys, and the other administration too, but that you guys just couldn't get him to be the player that he probably has?
You know, at the end of the day, I don't think it's important. He's not on our team now. You know, he's in Pittsburgh, and we wish him well. Now, I think it's important to talk about the guys that are here.
Anything else?
Hugh, can inexperience be an advantage in any way?
Yes, it can be, you know, because they're not – you know, NFL-ized, you know, they haven't been in the National Football League. I think some of our guys just going to go play, you know, and I think that's what we have to do as a football team. We can't get worried about anything, you know. That's why I say it's not really about Philadelphia. It's really about us and how we prepare and our process and how we get ready to go play this football game. I think that's what's most important. Thank you very much.